And welcome to In Touch. Joining us this morning, we have Gail Oaks from the Aberdeen Chamber of Commerce here to talk about the legislative Cracker Barrel's return and more. Gail, welcome back. How are you doing this morning?
Hey, I'm doing good. Good morning.
Thank you so much for coming on. And with that, it is, I guess, kind of election time. Nationally, the Republican primary will be kicking off next week, I believe it is. But locally, lawmakers are returning to Pierre coming up here very shortly, which means the Aberdeen Chamber of Commerce Cracker Barrels are coming back. Give us just the details on what those are before we get into anything specific.
Yeah, so session starts tomorrow, I believe, January 9th, and we are going to be hosting three different legislative Cracker Barrels this year. They are Saturday mornings in the Kessler's Champions Club. That's right upstairs of the Barnett Center at NSU. And they're going to be January 27th, February 10th, and then February 27th.
We here at Dakota Broadcasting have been partnering for years with the chamber to stream those live at our website. And those are, it's funny and it makes sense, but as far as when you look at the back end stuff of the website, those Cracker Barrels, especially if there's a controversial bill or something, you know, big that people want to talk about, those are some of the most viewed things that we have at the website.
Oh, sure. That's great to hear, because we get a great turnout of people that attend the events too. So, if you miss them, go on Dakota Broadcasting, take a look. You can submit questions that way if it works for you, or come in person and join us.
Now, what's it like for those that have never been? Who is there attending, and what's the question and answering like? Give me the details.
Sure. So we ask all of the legislators representing Brown County to attend. So that's three different districts. And so typically we'll have
District 1, District 3, and District 23.
That's correct. Yep. Right. And so they're all invited. Sometimes it's a full house. Sometimes they can't make it. They have other obligations as well. But, you know, you come, they'll give you an update on maybe what they've been working on that week or the last couple weeks in Pierre, touch on any bills maybe they've sponsored or that they feel it's important to talk about. And then there's a chance for the public to have questions as well.
And that is kind of the one specific rule that you guys have at the Cracker Barrel, is that people asking questions, keep it to a bill that's actually being proposed. It's not necessarily a time for debate or whatnot. And lawmakers tend to stay afterwards if you want to talk to them about other issues and whatnot. But during the session, or during the Cracker Barrel session, it's you like to keep it to specific bills that are being debated in Pierre.
Exactly. We just want as many people to have the chance to ask a question, because there are some really hot topics some years, and we could spend 2 hours just talking on one topic.
And it's important, if you can, to show up to multiple Cracker Barrels, because you mentioned sometimes it's a full slate of lawmakers, sometimes it's a few, and, you know, the Brown County, or rather District 3, they tend to be pretty good attendees just because they represent almost exclusively Aberdeen. But District 1 goes up into Marshall County and almost to the Minnesota border, where District 23 goes way out west to Mann County and all those all those places. So a lot of times those lawmakers need to go elsewhere.
Yeah, that's exactly right. There are legislative Cracker Barrels around the state and other events that they go and talk and coffees and luncheons, things like that. They're very busy. You think it's a weekend off, but it really isn't.
Lastly, before we jump into some other things going on at the chamber here coming up, is there a reason why they call it a Cracker Barrel? I don't know the reason why. Do you have any idea, or is that just before your time too?
You know, a lot of people have asked that, and you know, everybody always thinks, oh, is it like the restaurant Cracker Barrel? I love that place, and wouldn't we all love that? You show up and then you go there. But I think, you know, from what I understand, like old history, people, when they first started communities, would just talk around a barrel. Like they would sit and like eat crackers or peanuts, you know, kind of like a whiskey barrel, right?
Sure.
Like you might see. So they would just stand and visit, you know, and talk about things that were happening in the community and in the world that day around a barrel. And so I believe that's where it comes from. But, you know, somebody could probably prove me wrong.
Now, before we move on to other events coming up here, just sticking with the legislative session coming up here, you recently had the community affairs luncheon and the pre-legislative luncheon, correct, with the chamber?
You bet. David Owen from the South Dakota Chamber was here in November, just kind of gave us an idea of what, you know, to watch for. He gives us a rundown of election results from around the state as well.
For those that want to be informed, that luncheon, when it comes around next year, is a great way to do so because Dave Owen is a lobbyist. He has been around Peter for a long time, and he basically kind of just tells you what lawmakers will be bringing to the table. And if you want to know what to look for, you want to know all like what's going to be in the forefront of lawmakers' minds, that's a great way to do it.
Absolutely. There are a lot of important issues this year. You know, for Aberdeen, it's water, right? The WINS project. We're watching that very closely.
CO2 carbon capture pipeline.
That's going to be controversial again this year. Child care. You know, there's been a lot of work being done and locally as well. Money for infrastructure, housing infrastructure. So a lot of issues this year.
Let's shift focus now. What other things are going on at the chamber?
Boy, we are busy this week. We are kicking off Leadership Aberdeen this year. This week, this Thursday, we've got about 28 going through this year's class. And so that's a 12 to 13 week program we run every year, and just a great chance for people to come out, get to meet, you know, new people in the community, get to tour local businesses, hear for some of those leaders, and then just get to work on themselves personally and professionally. So that kicks off Thursday.
And I know people that have taken the class, not only, of course, do they get some, you know, life lessons and they get to educate themselves and whatnot, but there's a bit of, you know, you get to network and you get to meet people that were in your leadership class, and that can be a lifelong connection for as long as you two are both in the Aberdeen community.
Absolutely. And even if you're not, you know, the program started back in 1987, and, you know, there are people that still talk fondly about their classmates, their class projects, things like that. And so we all know that, you know, living in a community, you know, you go to work every day, you have your family, but you need those connections too, personal and professional.
Absolutely. What else is coming up here?
So we have business after hours this week. So the leadership class will be going to that as well. And that's at Integra Innovation Center.
Do they wear the blue or the red? Or red's the ambassadors, right?
Red's ambassadors, blue are our chamber diplomats.
Oh, okay. Got
but it. You are correct that when the leadership class goes to Peer for Aberdeen Day, we'll be wearing some kind of pullover, probably be blue. So, and one thing to remind everybody for this Thursday, if you've gone through the Leadership Aberdeen program, from 1987 on, and you want to come to Business After Hours this week, you can do that less expensive. It's $15, and just a chance for you to come out and meet the new class, and, you know, for us just to see you again too.
Awesome. Aberdeen Day, since you brought that up, when's that coming up at the state capitol?
So that is Thursday, February 22nd, and we're really excited this year. We're amping it up, I would call it. You know, since COVID, I think, you know, a lot of things changed.
Mm-hmm.
And last year, we weren't even able to attend. We had a snowstorm. First time that we never made it, I think, in 25 years I've been at the chamber.
Mm-hmm.
So pretty tough. So we are just like, we are going to be back and bigger than ever. The all-school chorus is going to sing on the Capitol steps again. So a lot of parents and grandparents will be ready and coming out and joining us. And we'll have a lot of businesses displaying in the rotunda. Just businesses that have had a lot happen over the last year, maybe are new or are growing, or businesses that maybe have bills coming up this legislative session that they want to make sure our legislators are aware of what they do.
Awesome. So we are coming up against the end of the show. Anything else that you want to make sure that we highlight?
Yeah, no, just check out our website, Aberdeen Chamber, aberdeen-chamber.com. We have all of our events there. If you're a chamber member, we send out chamber announcements every Monday morning. Try to give you an idea of what's coming up. So if you're not getting those, just give us a call at the chamber. We'll get you added.
Okay, before we let you go here, again, date, time, location for the upcoming legislative Cracker Barrels.
So Saturday mornings, 10 a.m., Kessler's Champions Club at NSU, and they are January 27th, February 10th, and February 24th from 10 until noon.
Very good. We will leave it there. Again, Gail Oakes with the Aberdeen Chamber. Thank you so much for coming on the radio
this
morning.
Thank you.
That's going to do it for today's edition of In Touch, a locally produced feature of Dakota Broadcasting Radio. I'm Adam St. Paul.